Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue reading from our Suffer Well devotional series. And there's so much that we can complain about in today's times, but today's times are no different than the times throughout all the scriptures when the people had reason to complain. But our Creator tells us always, over and over and again, to praise Him and praise His wonderful name with song and joy. And it's actually a commandment to walk in joy. And we're going to read the devotional today, and we're going to start off with a scripture. And the scripture we're going to start off with today is Psalms 100, verse 4, that says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again, and I want you to think about it. Just slow down. Don't just read a scripture and think, okay, I heard it, great, haha. No, think about it. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Go into His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. These are three or several more commandments or suggestions to bless our life. Enter His gates, but don't just enter His gates. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. You know, it says, better is one day in your court than a thousand days elsewhere. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Do you do that every morning? When you call out to Him, are you entering His gates with thanksgiving? Go into His courts with praise. Are His songs, His praises, is it praising on your tongue? Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Now let's continue with the reading. It says, O Yahweh, let my words of thanksgiving settle in your ears. Like the dew, let my praise from form like manna on the earth. Let my worship be as sweet as honey cakes. I know that it is your joy that my words of thanksgiving actually become provision for me, blessings and the bread of life. You knew me before you formed me in the womb, Jeremiah 1:5. I dreamed of you then. I felt your love before I was born. Then as an innocent child, my dreams remain from you. Nothing clouding my intention. They were good, pure, and hopeful. They were thoughts of what good I could do for others. Thank you, Father. The fire of affliction has returned me to this place. Thank you for your love, which has forged in the hot iron of my will to conform to yours. Thank you that you did not leave me to myself. Thank you for your pruning, which exposed my heart, and for your power that comes with your revelation. Thank you for skimming the dross so that what is pure in me remains. Thank you for not letting me stand the same or stay the same. I became a child again, and you removed my abilities in this season, and you did it to reconstruct my temple. Thank you that during the rebirth, you sustained only those things that I truly love most. The things you, my spirit, thanks you. Wonderful are you, your ways. Magnificent are your deeds. Note to the reader, no matter what you are going through right now, even if it seems like no one cares, we care. We want to tell you to hold on, not with gritty teeth, but with a mind that says, He won't lie to me. He won't let my life become worthless. My day is coming. I will rise again and I will be better than ever. We know what it feels like to wonder if life is worth it. And we come to a new place, a promised land. And we want to tell you that all your pain will soon be something glorious. You will look back at it and you will truly understand that without it, you could never have known that what pure joy is. you will realize that grief and the feeling of despair are actually holy emotions used to allow you to experience the joyful joy of what it is. Hold on, we are with you. I am is with you. Hallelujah. That is the devotional for today. That is actually number 188 in our Suckerwell devotional series. And as I look at that and read that, I want to remind you of the story of Job, who went through so much, but he had a heart of praise through it all. And he said through it all, "For Yahweh gives and he takes away, but I will praise him. Even in my affliction, I will hold close and dear to him." And it's tough to praise our Creator when things aren't going perfect according to what we want, according to our ways. And I know it's not easy, but it begins with thankfulness, being thankful, being thankful. This is what we're commanded to do, not fearing man and being thankful. You know, we have to understand that our Creator's plan for us does not wish for us to suffer. He says in his word, "I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so we would live." We must understand him so we could feel that joy. It comes time where we must remove ourselves from the world's and the world's ways. It says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, "I beg you therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Yahweh by our logical service. Do not be conformed to the present world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may test and improve the will of Yahweh, what is good and well-pleasing and perfect." We have to understand in 1 Corinthians 10:13, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. Yahweh is faithful and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with temptation he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure." The Bible tells us over and over again, "Be still and know that he is Yahweh. Be still and know that he is Yahweh," Psalms 46:10. We must seek our Creator in praying and in praising. Seek his face. Matthew 6, verses 6 to 8 says, "When you pray, go to the room and close the door. Pray privately to your Father who is with you. Your Father sees what you do in private. He will reward you. When you pray, don't ramble like the heathens who think they'll be heard if they talk a lot. Don't be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him." Seek his face always. 1 Chronicles 16:11. Seek his face. Romans 8:26 says, "The Spirit he's given us as a gift will also help us in our weakness." We need to get along with him. And when we do that, then we can understand what it is to be in joy with him, to be in joy with our wonderful Messiah. And that's what he wants. He wants us to follow his example, to use the gift that he's given us in the wonderful Rahadah Kodesh, the Holy Spirit. And I will tell you this now, as a Bible teacher, as a son of Yahweh, I will tell you, depression, fear of man, anxiety, these things are traits of the devil, not of Yahweh. When he gives you that gift of the Holy Spirit, you won't have these things unless you're letting the enemy in your life. He wants us to praise every moment we can. Praise and proclaim his holy name. Pray, praise, proclaim. Read him, repent, and submit. And rejoice in our wonderful Creator is what he wants us to do. It begins with being thankful about Yeshua dying for us and showing us what redemption is and beginning that process. How he willfully suffered to the full extent of Yahweh's wrath so that we may have another chance. Because our Creator takes no pleasure in the death of anyone, even wicked people. He only wants us to change. And to understand what true love is. And that our only claim to the kingdom is our beloved Savior, Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. To be thankful for that. So much so that we can't help but to sing about this great thing that he's done for us. Romans 5, verses 6 to 11 says, you see, at the right time, when we were still powerless, Yeshua died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But Yahweh demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Yeshua died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from Yahweh's wrath through him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 5:15 says, but the gift is not like the trespass. For if the man died for the trespass of one man, how much more did Yahweh's grace and a gift that came by the grace of the one man, Yeshua Messiah, overflow to the many? I tell you, the greatest gift we've already received, is Yeshua's dying for us and the redemption that started. And then we got another amazing gift in the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. People are not using his gifts. That's why so many people are suffering today. That's why so many people are depressed today. That's why so many people are down today. They're not using his gifts. The more we get away from his guideline and instructions, the more we get away from his commandments, the more we're living for the enemy. The more we're living for the enemy and what the enemy wants, to confuse us, separate and divide us from our Creator. No, we have to be thankful. We have to be thankful and praise our Creator. His love endures forever. We must always remember that. It said in Psalms 136, verse 6, gives thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heaven of the light, heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. The sun to rule the day. His faithful love endures forever. And the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. Psalms 106, verses 1 and 2 says, praise Yahweh. Give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good. His love endures forever. Who can proclaim the mighty acts of Yahweh or fully declare his praise? Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing, and there's a time we live in where there's so much injustice of man, but we serve a different king. We are citizens of a different kingdom, and we have the most righteous judge, the most righteous creator, who just wants us to understand what Yeshua did for us and why he did it, and to complete that process of redemption all the way to salvation. We have to be thankful for all things, because our creator is in control of all things, and he's always wanting to refine us, always wanting to refine us and free us and heal us. Romans 8, verse 1 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Yeshua Messiah. 1 John 1, 7 says, but if we are living in the light as Yahweh is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other. And the blood of Yeshua, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to understand this and be thankful for his holy word that he gives us. Psalms 119:47 says, for I delight in your commandments because I love them. Can you say that today? Can you say you find delight in Yahweh's commandments and that you love them? The sad thing is, most so-called believers today, or Christians today, the Christian church, the Catholic church, the so-called religions around the world that say Yeshua is their savior, they can't say that about Psalms 119:47. For I delight in your commandments because I love them. When you delight in something, you want to spend time doing it or with it. You don't reject it. You don't reject things you delight in. When you love them, you want them as much as possible in your life. It says in Psalms 119, verses 97 to 98, oh, how I love your commandments, your Torah, your guideline, your instructions. I meditate on it all day long. Your commandments are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. How many of you can say you meditate on the word, on the Torah, on his holy guidelines and instructions all day and night? Every day and night, every night and day. How many of you can say that you delight in his commandments and you love them? And you meditate on them all day long. And the commands are always with you. Or how many of you are listening to the church today that says the commandments of our Creator are done away with? We're not saved by works. We're saved through the grace of our wonderful Messiah. So everything else was nailed to the cross. That's not the message that I read when I see the Bible. That's not the message. I see the redemption process starting with Yeshua's death. And I see the great blessings of our Creator coming with our desire to delight in His will for us. And the safety, His wing that He puts us under, I'm thankful for. The refuge that He gives us, I'm thankful for. But that's found in His commandments. They're found in His holy word. That's the safety place. The wing of our Creator that protects us is His commandments. When you tell somebody they no longer need to follow the will of our Creator, you're breaking that wing and exposing them to the enemy. And that's what's happening in the world today. That's what's happening. And when we don't fear our wonderful Creator and we're not in awe of Him, we don't care about His commandments. We live against them. The reality is, even though the so-called believer, which I call the make-believer, or the church today, for the most part, is teaching the law was nailed to the cross and we no longer need to follow the guidelines and instructions of our Creator and the original covenant is done away with, the reality is, 90% of the commandments are being followed today through natural morality of the world. We're following most of them. But our Creator is not a creator of neutrality. Our Creator doesn't say do some or almost, but He says do all. Everyone that we can do. Everyone that we can do. And only by the grace of Yahweh that He's given us the ability to accomplish them. The three great gifts He's given us, and Yeshua dying for us to start the redemption process, the Rahadat Kodesh to keep us in peace even at the hardest times in life, and His commandments to keep us safe and protect us from the enemy and all these other errors of life. And how many people are rejecting these on a regular basis? Psalms 111 verse 10 says, "The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have good understanding. To Him belongs eternal praise." Hallelujah. Praising Him for this greatness. 1 Peter 1:23 says, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but an imperishable, through the living and enduring word of our wonderful Messiah, Yeshua." Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this day you have made, that we should be thankful and be glad in it. And the people that He puts in our lives on a regular basis, we need to be thankful for that as well. So thankful. I think about the people that he helps me get by life with. And our job to help one another. I want to read three scriptures to you right now about being thankful for the people He puts us in our lives and how we help each other. Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the message of Yeshua dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through the psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to Yahweh with gratitude in your hearts." With gratitude in your hearts, praising His holy name. Hebrews 10:24 to 25 says, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards the love and the good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Not giving up and meeting together. This world we live in today is trying to separate and divide us and appease Satan and Satan ways. But it says here in Galatians 6:2, "Help carry one another's burdens. And in this way you will obey the instructions, the will of our wonderful Creator." To be thankful that He's provided us with all these different things. He's given us our daily bread. Matthew 6:11. And that's not just the physical nourishment, but Job says, "I esteem the words of His mouth more than my necessary food," meaning His words give me more life than my own physical life, than the physical food that supplies it. We must be thankful for all these different things. And remember that our Creator promises to meet all our needs. All our needs. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my Elohim will meet all my needs according to the riches of His glory in Yeshua Messiah." Psalms 23:1, David said, "Yahweh is my shepherd and I will lack nothing." So stop worrying. Stop having this anxiety. Do not worry about what you should eat or what you should drink or what you should wear. But each day, bless a holy creator and be thankful. Be thankful for him. Revelations 21:4 says we are citizens of heaven where Yahweh Yeshua lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, however, it is written, what no eye has seen, and what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things of Yahweh have prepared for those who love him. He'll wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Revelations 21:4. No crying, no mourning, no pain. The former things have passed away. So I want to remind you about these things and ask you, are you ready to thank him and be joyful? And be joyful today for all the greats that he provides for us. To be thankful that he's given us this way out, this escape. He's given us this answer. And it's a beautiful thing. You know, but we need to be thankful for it and appreciate it and share the word and get the word out there. But I know so many people today that are not willing to trust and not willing to believe and not willing to understand. But we have so much to be thankful for on a regular basis, to be thankful we even got up today. Psalms 3:5 says, lie down and I sleep, and I wake up because Yahweh sustains me. When you lie down, you will not be afraid when you lie down. Your sleep will be sweet, Proverbs 3:24. And Psalms 4, verse 8 says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Yahweh, will keep me safe. Hallelujah. And another great gift that he gives us is the ability to, or the opportunity to hear our prayers. One of the greatest curses in the Bible, he says, I will not hear the prayers of the wicked. I will only hear the prayers of the righteous. To know that he's hearing our prayers is a beautiful gift. So he has the process of redemption through Yeshua, our Messiah. We have the Holy Spirit to keep us in peace. We have his commandments to keep us safe. And we have his ear to hear our prayers. These great gifts, we have so much to be thankful for. Psalms 3 verse 4 says, I call out to Yahweh and he answers me from his holy mountain. And Psalms 4 verse 3 says, I know that Yahweh has set apart his faithful servant for himself. Yahweh hears when I call to him. And 1 John 5:14-15 says, this is the confidence we have in approaching Yahweh, that if we ask anything according to his will, he answers us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask for. So we need to thank him and not curse him for times of trial and things that are going on in our life, but understand his refining touch and what he does. And it says in James 1, verses 2 to 4, consider it a pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance, and let perseverance finish its works, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And Romans 28:29 says, and we know that all things Yahweh works for is the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those Yahweh foreknew, he also predestined to be comforted to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving joy and being thankful. Rejoice always and pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is Yahweh's will for you in Yeshua Messiah. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Rejoice always and pray continually. That is the formula for life. That is the pattern of Yahweh. Rejoice always and pray continually. And just be thankful that he is faithful. Be thankful he is faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9-10 says, Yahweh is faithful, who has called you into fellowship with his son, Yeshua, Messiah, our creator. And Psalms 31:5 says, entrust my spirit in your hand. Rescue me, Yahweh, you are my faithful Elohim. Yes, We need to have that understanding of living against his word is something that should convict us. And we should live with him and his words and to be thankful for all the great things that he gives us. And understand that he's in control always. Remember that today. He's in control. It's not the police. It's not the people that are against the police. It's not the politicians. It's not your money. It's not the powerful people of this world. It's not people with guns. Be thankful that Yahweh is in control. Proverbs, another word for wisdom in 19:21, says many are the plans of the mind of man, but it is the purpose of Yahweh that will stand. In Mark 10:27, Yeshua looked at them and said, Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah, said, with man this is impossible, but not with Yahweh. All things are possible with Yahweh. And Psalms 37:23 says, Yahweh directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Just as we should delight in his holy word, who delights in us and the details of our lives. We need to be thankful we can come in his presence. In his presence every day. Psalms 95 verses 2 and 3 says, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For Yahweh is great and a great king above all gods. The blessings that come along with that. James 1:17 says, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from Yahweh our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changed or cast a shift in shadow. And Proverbs 10:22 said, the blessing of Yahweh brings wealth without pain and toil for it. Hallelujah. And we all have this great opportunity to live according to those blessings today. For he says, I give you a future and a hope. A future and a hope. How many of you understand that future and a hope is something we experience right now with the great gifts he gives us? Again, he gives us the process of redemption through the blood of Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. He gives us the Holy Spirit to keep us peaceful during crazy times in this world. He gives us his commandments to keep us safe, that wing he puts over us. And he gives us that ear of his to hear our prayers, and we know that they're not going void. Hallelujah. So praise Yahweh for these wonderful gifts that we have today. Be joyful and be glad and praise his holy name this day that he has made. Be joyful and be glad in it. And remember, we're told in scripture, anxiety, fear of man, and all these things are not of Yahweh. These things are of the enemy. We must choose the right side to know the truth and let the truth set you free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you all be free indeed. So thank you for listening to the message today. Please share this with others. And I pray that our eyes continue to be opened more and more. And we praise our wonderful creator more and more each day. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
In a world that keeps going crazy, in a world where nothing stays. So somehow I know that some things never change. There is only one God. There is only one truth. There is only one name that saves me. There is only one King that my heart will bow to. My Savior, my love. There is only one holy.
Heal them.